Okay, Doug, very good. I'm not sure why I didn't hear you the first time you tried, but we got you this time. Thank you for checking in. Sounded good through the DMR talk group there. And for anybody that's curious, it's the 31146 on the TGIF network. So, sounds good. Thank you for checking in. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. All right, next, we have Mike in 9OK. We're going to go back to Mike. Go ahead, Mike, with your article. I will sit here and listen. AC9HO Net Control.
Okay, got a couple articles here about satellite and moon-based ham radio. Starting now 2 years after Japan landed the first amateur radio station on the moon, Eris has announced plans to do the same in cooperation with AMSAT and with help from the U.S. Space Agency, NASA. The Morse code transmitted more than 2 years ago by JS-1 YMG, the lunar AM station of the Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency, is apparently just the beginning. Attendees at the AMvention forum hosted by Ares in Zeni, Ohio, recently learned about a moon-based project called CAVIAR. That's an acronym for Communications, Audio, Video, and Imaging, using amateur radio. The feasibility of CAVIAR is being studied by Ares and AMSAT,